Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Joe, we got a special guest on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Baseball Hall of Famer, I believe 2010. Andre Dawson going to join us here, plus Miami native. We should throw that in there first. Andre, good morning. Thanks for the time. Always appreciate it.
Good morning, guys. Thank you.
Andre, great having you, buddy. Thank you. It always seems like, I know, you can say it, we always have you around the Hall of Fame, man. I know it's a terrible habit, and but we can't help ourselves. Hey, wanted to get your thoughts on nobody getting in yesterday. Were you surprised? Did you think Schilling, Bonds, or Clemens might get in yesterday?
Well, I did think that there was a chance that Schilling might get in based on his 70% of the vote the previous year. Bonds and Clemens, I still feel that, you know, it's not going to happen for them. But when you think about nobody getting in, that's a rare occasion. When it comes to the Hall of Fame selection. But I do feel that, you know, perhaps Clemens, Bonds, again, it's going to be a no-brainer for the most part. Most of the steroid guys that are coming up, it's going to be real tough for them to get in. And I do feel that now Schilling has probably hurt his cause. I heard kind of out of the blue that he requested to be removed from the ballot next year. I think that's a huge, huge mistake.
Right.
Considering, you know, some of his comments post-career. But, you know, we'll have to sit back, wait and see what happens. But no, to my surprise, with no one getting in, but I did feel that Schilling did have an outside shot based on what he accomplished with the voting last year.
Andre, we have David Ortiz and A-Rod coming up next, two guys that have also been accused. They have used PEDs. Where do we go with all these guys? At some point, all these guys that put up all these monster numbers, will times change? Will the new writers get in? Do you expect these guys to get in? What do you think happens with this group?
Well, the group is kind of across the board when it comes to the steroid topic. A-Rod is, he admitted, and he tested positive.
Right.
So chances are he won't get in. There's just speculation with Ortiz. Ramirez won't get in. So, you know, the writers, even though they've softened to a degree, I just think, in all honesty, there are maybe perhaps some guys that are steroid users, are worse steroid users who are already in the Hall of Fame. But in order to protect the integrity of what the Hall represents, at some point you have to really address how do we handle this issue with known individuals.
Yeah.
That is to make sure that, you know, they don't get in, and I think that's the direction that we'll see.
I guess the other part of this, Andre, is how all you guys feel about it. All the guys that are in the Hall of Fame, that have been in the Hall of Fame. How is it, kind of a divided group, or do you think most of those guys don't want the PED guys in?
Well, there have been numerous private discussions among the living Hall of Famers, and it's, you know, been both privately and publicly, and they do not that there's an induction. So we, I think, as a collective group, have really taken a stance with this. And like I said, we're just, you know, going to see what happens in the future. And then at that point, I think we'll address it further.
Andre, we've had a lot of discussion this morning about this topic, obviously, about guys not getting in. And you know his name keeps popping up also for another reason, is Pete Rose, of not being in the Hall of Fame because of the gambling stuff. Do you think is there a better chance of Pete Rose getting in before some of these steroid era guys? Like, will we ever be a day where Pete Rose is in the Hall of Fame?
It's a very, very tough question to answer because of the unknown fact of what evidence has been garnished with Pete Rose. I do feel, you know, because the Hall is it's a museum of the collective history of a player's career. That's what it is. And it's mainly based on numbers, even though there's a lot of parameters, a lot of intangibles that require you to become a Hall of Fame or to be Hall of Fame worthy. So I've always felt that Pete Rose was a Hall of Famer. Again, I don't know what evidence there is against Pete Rose, but based on his accomplishments during the course of his career, there's still an intangible that comes with what he was accused of, and that's gambling. So that's kept him out of the Hall of Fame, and if he does present down the road the opportunity to get into the Hall of Fame, I think he would have more of a better case to get in as opposed to guys that, you know, played the game for selfish reasons, that obscured the numbers of the game itself, and who did it basically for selfish reasons.
Hey, Andre, got to ask you, we just lost Hammer and Hank, one of the great players of all time, Hank Aaron. Last time we had John, I was telling everybody, we were talking this morning about your relationship being in part of that special club, that Hall of Fame, around Hank Aaron, and everybody just admired the guy, what he had gone through growing up as a baseball player, where it started and going through as he got the record. You got any great memories of any stories with Hank? I know you spent some time with him.
I spent a little bit of time with Hank. He was it's funny. He was one of those individuals when, you know, he came into the room, everything got quiet,
right.
And you could see guys getting, you know, giddy, and they didn't really know what to say. And Hank was. He was sort of a gentle giant. To me, he was really bigger than life. You know, he's an individual that I aspired and looked up to and was a hero of mine growing up. And, you know, as much as you like to think that he had a hand in setting the model to follow going forward, he was just, you know, a Hall of Fame human being. And I can recall going to the Hall of Fame for my induction, and I usually, the inductee gets there a day or two before all of the other guys get in. And when I checked into the Otisaga, I went out on the balcony to have lunch with my wife and my two kids. And who was sitting there, Hank and his wife, Billy.
Wow.
And I asked my son, I said, "Do you know who that is?" And he said, "No, Dad." And I said, "Come on, I'm going to get up and go introduce him to you."
Wow.
And introduced you to him. And I walked over and I said, "Hank, hi, this is my son, Darius. He wanted to meet you." And Hank shook his hand, smiled, and he said, "Are you going to be like your father?" And my son didn't know what to say. And he said, I don't know. I hope so. And from that instance, I could see, you know, how his face lit up because I had talked to him about Hank Aaron and how he was a hero of mine growing up. And at that point, Hank just said, "You know, if you know you, it's only the four of you. You're more than welcome to come over and join us at our table." And that, you know, that's who he was.
Wow.
He was so quiet, soft-spoken, to the point that you just didn't know what to say to him once you, you know, was in his presence. And wow, you're talking about a huge loss. You got to put him up there with the cultural icons of any sport. I'm talking about, you know, guys that played at the upper echelon of athletes of any sport. And that's, you know, how I look at Hank Aaron.
Yeah, man, that's great. Andre, last time we had you on, I still remember you talked about doing a really good job through the years of making sure you're able to get some stuff from some of the greats. Please tell me you have some Willie Mays or Hank Aaron stuff that you're able to get signed. I know it's kind of awkward when great player asks another great player for something. Did you do it? Did you get either one of those guys to sign something?
I don't have any game used equipment. I do have, you know, autographed baseballs. I did this, though. I went the route of having their paintings on jerseys of theirs, and I had them to autograph the jerseys. Wow. So I do have autographed jerseys of both of those players.
You know, wow. I was shocked, Andre. Did you see Willie Mays and Hank Aaron played like in 23 All-Star games together? Is it? I was like, what? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, unfathomable. I mean, Hank pretty much making the All-Star team every year he played. And that's incredible.
That's like...
And I look at some of the numbers that are thrown around, and it's crazy. You know, first of all, to be able to play that long, injury-free, and to go out and be a model of consistency.
Right.
You know, you shake your head, and that's why... You're talking about the greatest run producer ever to play the game. You know, this guy, he was just mega.
Hey, Andre, we could have put him just, if you wanted to make everything fair, we could have put Willie and Hank on that Montreal cement you played on for years.
Wow. Right.
I shouldn't be laughing, man. I wouldn't wish that on my ex-wife being up there on that stuff, man. That stuff is tough, man.
I wouldn't do that either.
Hey, if you're in today's game, like, listen, man, I'm playing on this stuff. I've been here 2 years. You see how good I am. Get me out of here, man. Oh, Andre, you're too much, man. That's great stuff. Andre, thank you, man. We really appreciate you spending some time. Hey, did your reality show take off? Did you get that reality thing going or not? I saw they might be doing something.
Well, they were writing it, and it's not really me. It's based on the character. The character is based on a simulation of, you know, I guess an athlete that reached Hall of Fame worthy, and then he takes over a funeral home. Well, it's in the final stages of writing. I think CBS has the project now. I don't know anything.
All right, I think we lost Andre, because there's only one final question, and we want to thank Andre for coming on. The only thing I had for Andre was, are you getting paid for this? That's all. There was only one last thing is make sure if you have him, we'll just say goodbye to him real quickly here, and we'll check here. We just got to get him to say goodbye. We don't get Andre Dawson a lot on the show, one of the great players to ever come out of South Florida. And
that's right.
Just a real, real class act, but we did lose him, so I don't know if we're going to get him back here or not. We're trying real quickly here because we still follow the format while we're doing it, Zach. We never lose track
of
the format.
Do. Come on.
So, anyway.
Mr. Format, Joe Rose.
Yeah, no question about it. So, we're getting him back here. Andre, we lost you, man, for just a second. The only question I had for you left is, are you going to get paid? That's the only big thing is. I'm glad they're doing it on the funeral and your story. But as long as there's a check for you, that's the most important thing, Andre.
Well, there's a contract that has been set out, and a public relations guy has it as another guy in the industry that's reviewing it. And we'll get back to CBS and move forward with it. So I'm just, you know, I'm grateful that they went this direction. It wasn't something I would have ever reached out to anyone in regards to. But remember now, it's a fictional drama, so you never know what direction they're going to go with these things. And that's the scary part about it.
They might have Andre Dawson as some wild guy. I'm going, that's not Andre Dawson. What is
yeah,
that?
Right? Yeah. So I, you know, if it does take off, I'll be watching this with sweaty palms and a lot of nervousness because, again, you don't know what direction they go with this kind of thing.
Andre, it's great talking to you, man. It's been a while. Really appreciate it. You stay safe, my friend. Thank you for coming on this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, guys, for having me. Yo, listen, call me sometime. Maybe we can have some lunch and talk about old time.
I would love that, man. Matter of fact, I'm going to get a hold of you to set that up, and I'm going to pick the tab up. I've been stealing money for years, Andre.
Whoa,
I'll take it.
Whoa.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you very much. All right, man.
Take care. Stay safe, guys.
All right.
See ya. Andre Dawson, Hall of Famer, joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hot. Look at you. A lunch date and picking up.
Oh, don't worry. Woody's all excited because he just wants something signed. You guys, it's just like, it's just.
Of course he does. Right?
He goes, oh, my family's in Chicago. They're like, I go, hey, man, really? We're having a guy. Right. Hey, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers for just a second. On time, man. Just like Chevy. South Florida Chevy dealers on time right now. Boy, they're on time with what they got here in 2021 right now that's going to have you all fired up. So let me get this right. Your lease is up. You're looking for something new. You've outgrown your vehicle, car, truck, or SUV. I'm waving to you. You can't see it, but come on down to your South Florida Chevy dealers. You are going to love the new Tahoes and the new Silverados. And not just that, our midsize SUVs like the new Traverse, the new Equinox SUV, the new Chevy Blazer have never look better. Listen, man, we know you're going to fall in love. You're going to love what you see. Silverado trucks, if we don't make a truck that fits your working and your personal needs, then nobody will, man. I'm telling you right now, 2021, the best overall products we've ever had, and we want to show them off to you. Plan on spending some time with us at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Let me go through the list. Something that looks great? Yeah, of course, that's number one. Something you can afford every month? Yep. More space for the family? We got you, even in midsize SUVs like never before. Wait a sec. What's the other? Oh, safety features. We got it all for you. Hey, plan on spending a little time at your South Florida Chevy dealers. We got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today. Want to thank the Hawk, Andre Dawson, for spending a little bit of time with us. A little take on, and I do recall he's not, and I think he speaks on behalf of a lot of the guys that he's in the Hall of Fame with, aren't big on the PED guys at all, which not surprising. Hank Aaron stuff is great. We still got Willie going strong, man. Willie Mays is still going strong, just as one of the other great players of all time. 23 All-Star games together.
That's a lot.
Not in there. They played together like, all right, Willie, I'll see you in center. All right, Hank, I'll see you in left.
And you said that Clemente was in for
I think, well, I just remember seeing a picture of Roberto. They had the three of them, Roberto, Clemente, and Wright, who had a cannon for an arm. I mean, those guys, that was
– I mean, ridiculous.
Those were fun days. For and again, I always hate doing this because 30-year-old guy's going, really? I have no idea who these guys are that you're talking about. My son, one thing about having a 30-year-old son and even younger kids around, you go to mention somebody and they're like, oh, I never knew. He played on the undefeated team? Oh, yeah, he's really good. And you realize that those guys are 75 to 80 years old and people just don't remember that stuff or just didn't hear stories about them. Hey, we had talked before. Were you surprised today on how many people we were talking about Brian Flores and talking about Devontae Smith? How many people have brought up the other guy, Ja'Marr Chase, this morning?
I am a little surprised because I think that, you know, Devontae Smith has been a guy that it's been the last guy on your mind. You know, like I, maybe for that reason I am shocked, but Ja'Marr Chase – like we said a year ago at this time, if he was, you know, going to be in the draft, he would have been a first-round pick. He would have been a top pick.
So now that they're not – neither guy – they're both done playing, and they're now on – and there's no games to play in left, now Ja'Marr starts to make his push up, right? Because now it's about workouts and like, okay, let's take a step back. We know what the one guy did, the skinny guy did. Now let's see what the heavier guy and match him up and their skill set and all the things, which, by the way, we're talking about two of the top picks in the draft, like most likely clear shot to go one and two as a wide receiver in this upcoming draft.
Just wait till they run the 40, Joe, and have their pro days. And if Ja'Marr Chase runs a better 40 and he looks taller, it's all going to be about Ja'Marr Chase at that point.
So I think both guys are going to run about the same. I think everybody seems to think that they're both going to be pretty much pretty close to each other. And it's just going to be really which guy you like and for what reason. And I don't know how much a 40 is going to change how you feel about them if they're both fairly close.
Right.
And then the other thing is a 40 a little overrated? Hasn't Jerry Rice and Devontae Smith, who supposedly runs 4.5s, that's a fast damn 4.5 that he was running on everybody all year because he ran by everybody.
Yep.
So I don't know. Anyway, 305-567-0560. Zach, what do we have coming in? We'll get all caught up. I know we got a lot of texts coming in today.
Someone just said Stan the Man Musial went to 24 All-Star games in 22 years. There was a brief time that they played two All-Star games.
Did not know that. Way back when you went Stan the Man. You got me.
Right.
You got me on that one.
Chase is too much like Parker and Williams. Got to go with Smith. Maybe he is.
Wow. That might be the only time.
You heard that, right?
We hear Chase and Devontae. He talked about our Devontae, right? Parker?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Parker and Williams, right.
I don't know what they have in common. One guy's a lot taller.
Yeah, Parker and Williams both, what, 6'3", 6'4"?
A little
6'5", maybe?
A little surprising to hear that.
Well, Chase is 6 foot. Yeah, maybe 6'1". I'm not surprised since Mel Kiper is Smith going number two to the Jets now because now you have all the Finns fans looking closer at Chase. It's very funny. Raph in Miami said that.
I don't know. Listen, man, there's a lot of things can happen. I wouldn't pay attention too much to these. You know, the mock draft's an amazing thing, especially if the ESPN guys are doing them or the NFL guys are doing them, the NFL Network guys who, you know, that's their job 24 hours a day. Those guys put a new one out all the time, and I crack up because I'm guilty. I click on. I get why there's fresh mock drafts. Well, what's changed that you're going to change your mock draft? Oh, you need new clicks. Oh, okay. New mock draft out. See who's rising and see who's falling. And then they got the arrows going one up and one down.
Right.
They get us every time, man. Every time.
Kiper and McShay don't do trades in their mock drafts, and everyone else does. That's why I think it's always clickbait. You'll look at somebody's mock, and there's 14 trades in the first round, and all of a sudden you see, like, Philly drafting number two now, and San Francisco's at 4, and Miami's down to 9, and you're like, what the hell happened?
Well, before we even get to the trades you're talking about are most likely going to be because of quarterbacks.
Right.
But think about this. We are most likely, we're going to have one top quarterback get traded for sure. There's a good chance we're going to have two. Two of the best 25 and 32-year-old quarterbacks for the Texans and for the Lions are going to get traded, and they are frontline quarterbacks. They're frontline. And, man, they're going to be a big old shakeup. Like, this is – and you don't get one of those, and then you wonder about those bottom – I think it's kind of a no-brainer the first couple of quarterbacks, but then North Dakota State, Alabama, and Florida are going to come into play here. Those guys might end up going a hell of a lot higher than we thought.
You surprised about Justin Fields kind of, like, I guess you could say tiny drop in a lot of these in the rankings or mock drafts? Because this guy went from being the number two pick in the draft to dropping down to 10, 11, 12, 13, 15 in most mocks.
So he played injured the last couple of games. We all know that. He played great. Toughness, we saw it. He's going to get drafted in the first round. But he looks like he got hurt by playing in those games, right? I mean, did not play great in the I guess his hand was hurt, or in the conference championship game was not good. So I just felt like his stock got hurt a little bit. He may end up being really good. Who knows? But it just seems to me that old BYU, Mr. Wilson, has just jumped right over the top of him. May not be the case, but it looks like it. A lot of people really like him. So, but it's all going to change, Zach, man. Like, it's all part of mock draft life, man. It changes daily. Will it ever stop? No, I don't think so.
Someone said, if you're Jacksonville, do you offer Houston number one for Watson? Oof. Do you trade Trevor Lawrence? The great Trevor Lawrence? The prospect of getting the great Trevor Lawrence?
There is a pause in there, but probably not.
You got to think about it for a second, though, right?
I did.
You have to.
I did. I don't think
it's not Matt Stafford on the other side of this.
I don't think it's crazy.
Sean Watson. Right.
No. We haven't talked much about the Sean Watson thing as far as it's incredible when we have NFL people come on here. Michael Lombardi, did he call him a top five player in the league?
Yes, that's what shocked me yesterday. Not top. I've said top five quarterback in the league before, and you've agreed with me Hollywood didn't, but Lombardi said top five player in the league, any position. That shocked me a little bit from Mike Lombardi.
Yep. No bargains on getting him. You're going to have to, you get him, you're going to have to be willing to empty the draft picks. So what else we got rolling in here?
All right, 305-567-0560. Joe, if Pete Rose wants to get to the Hall of Fame someday, he should stop showing up at Santa Anita and Kentucky Derby. It's not helping his cause.
He can't stop, and honestly, has nothing to do with baseball, and they're never going to let him around the baseball part of it again. Why? It doesn't matter that he loves gambling. Like, he's been very honest about it. The point is, he's not a manager. He's not playing. He does want to be in. I think he'd love to be at least invited to go to a game, but I don't know. I like seeing him. You know who else to sound like? Andre Dawson would like to see him in too. Mm. Like that's just talent, what he did. That had nothing to do with betting on himself. That sucker went out and got 4,000 friggin' hits. Not 3,000. He goes, let me get an extra 4,000 plus.
Right. That's ridiculous there, right? Unbelievable. Let's see what else we got in here. Omar Vizquel was the greatest defensive shortstop of his era and had almost 3,000 hits. He should also be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but he got another problem he's taking care of right now. I believe he's in on a domestic violence deal.
Yeah.
Like that stuff, man, that was brought up too. Like, you know, I don't know if his allegations or I didn't actually take time to look. He was a hell of a player. But the domestic violence thing, in case you haven't noticed, right there at the top of that, we ain't tolerating that one.
Right.
That's changed over the years, by the way.
Of course. Let's see what else. They had Mac Jones going to the Patriots yesterday. Trask in the first round. Also, there's mocks with all these guys. Five quarterbacks in the first round.
See, but the point is, you clicked it on. Whoever you were, you clicked it on to see where. Right. It works, man.
I did the same thing.
Right. Like CBS seems to do them all the time. CBS Sports and clicking on. They're on the front page. And I go, oh, crap. Click. Where they got. And, you know, I go, all right, what's 3-18 look like? Let me see what they got 3-18 looking like. Okay. So they kind of get you, man. There's no question about that. Hey, we'll come back and check in. 305-567-0560. Also, if you missed it earlier, we'll have Coach Flores talking from the Senior Bowl as well and hear what he has to say about Devontae Smith. We'll have that for you coming up in just a moment. The Miami Dolphins are at the Senior Bowl, coaching one of the teams this week. Brian Flores talked yesterday about the offensive coordinator situation as two of his coaches are running the offense up there. And he also talked and was asked about Devontae Smith. Here's what he had to say.
We're going through our process, with the coordinator position. Look, we've got, very capable guys in Eric and George, and a good young staff. So, putting together a plan is really not much of an issue. So those guys are doing a good job. and we'll go through the process. But really the focus is on, you know, the players here at the Senior Bowl, the evaluations of the players here at the Senior Bowl, and, you know, hopefully getting as much information to help us, you know, make good decisions come draft time. I mean, look, this guy's a very, very good player. So what was the question about his size? If you're a good player, when I mean, you know, you can nitpick all you want about a guy's size, or good players are good players are good players, Cam. I think we all can see that. And this guy's a very good player. He made a lot of plays in college. He made a lot of plays in the, you know, big games, biggest games of the year. You know, yeah, I mean, you can nitpick all day about, you know, things on people. He's a very good player. And it's been good getting to know him, too. He's a good kid, too.
All right. Coach Flores is talking about Devontae Smith, who's not practicing or playing in the game, but is up there with Miami Dolphin coaching staff, spending time. So they've spent a lot of time with him. It just sounds like there's nothing to dislike about him, and I'm just curious. The only knock on him, I never thought we'd talk about this. The only knock on him is he's 170 pounds. Hmm. Just think about all the knocks guys have on him. Like, right. Even when we critique the top guys. The guy's biggest problem is, like, God, man, we wish you were like 20 pounds heavier. Ah, you're a slender build. I know, but took every snap this year. Was productive. Put up stupid numbers. Didn't miss anything. No high ankle sprain. Nothing. No pulled hamstring. I was there, man, going through all that. So we'll find out, man, in time with all this stuff. And this offseason is going to be really, really wild to see what the Miami Dolphins do. And by the way, you will know right off the bat if they're going Tua Tagovailoa like they say they are by the weapons that they draft. And by the way, it might not just be two. It might not just be a wide receiver running back. There might be more. There might be we're getting new fresh tires, and we're getting rid of some of these tires that look a little worn out right now. Looks like they're a bump away from popping, man. We're not going to go through that. 305-567-0560, Zach. What do we got rolling, man?
Another text about that huge offensive lineman from Oregon. That'll be a good pick at three, Joe. Got to solidify the line, somebody says.
I'm going to pass. I'm going to say that every time. So. Every day we get one, Zach, that says take the tackle from – who, by the way, opted out, too. He missed the year, too, although Oregon didn't play that many games anyway. But he opted out. But I'm going to pass. Yep. God bless him. I hope he's really good.
Yep, probably will be.
We had a guy who was really good for 3 or 4 years, and everybody ripped the pick.
Right. Jake Long was a good left tackle. It was one of the best, if not the best, left tackle at one point in the game. And what'd you get from that?
We didn't take the quarterback.
That's right.
That's what we got from that.
Matt Ryan's still playing, by the way.
I know.
Still in the league. Right. I think about that.
Jake's up in Tahoe, man. Got a beautiful house up in South Tahoe, right on that beautiful lake.
And when was the last time he played in the NFL?
I don't know. It's been a while, but I was he got
four
in.
4 or 5 years?
I don't know, but Zach, he got in when the bonus money, there was no slotted money. He
you're
got
right.
in where he got in big signing bonus money.
Day one. Sam Bradford.
That's
Sam
right.
Bradford, the last guy to get it. Yep.
Day one, he was the highest paid player as soon as he signed with the Dolphins on the team.
A week, yeah. 5 days before the draft.
The highest paid player on the whole team.
That's crazy, Joe. You want to talk about striking out and getting fired as a GM? Draft Sam Bradford. Give him $80 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
That'll get you fired quick, Joe. Because you know who the quarterback was the next year after Bradford when they finally got the rookie scale in? Cam Newton.
Oh, man. Wow.
He was the first guy not to get the $80 million bonus that those guys were getting. Right.
Oh.
Yeah, think about that. Do you guys ever think that Bo Jackson will make the Hall of Fame in either football or baseball or both someday? It'll definitely be awesome for Bo to be the first and only player to be inducted in two separate Hall of Fames, even though his career is cut short due to injury. I think you just answered your question there. Bo definitely deserved those honors. I'm just saying that's for the Jedi who's hashtag on to the Senior Bowl.
Hey, Jedi, just know this. He is the greatest athlete to ever play sports, period. The greatest athlete to play. Period. Not even close.
Hard to debate it. Hard to debate that.
Not what he did. some of the highlights. Listen, he didn't play a long time in either one. Well, that guy would leave, and within a week or two was one of the best running backs in football. And then he's in that All-Star game, and that home run he hit, and then throwing Harold Reynolds out at the plate circling from off the fence. I mean, just ridiculous.
Remember we had Harold on to tell that story?
Yeah.
That was funny. That was
it's a really great
funny.
Story. It is.
Someone said you got to draft Smith. A little Cuban food in him will bulk him up nicely.
You know, that's a good point. I didn't want to bring up Cuban food diet. Might do it. Yeah, we could get him at some good places. We got a bunch of them down here. We could tell him to, you know, slow down on the workouts a little bit. We could put some weight on. We put weight on everybody down here if you let us.
Someone said you should do a reality show. This is after we talked to Andre Dawson before. It says, there's Joe on the couch watching TV. Hey, look, there's Joe attacking a key lime pie. And hey, look, there's Joe in the bathroom. That's all you get. Well, you get some tennis action in there.
That's a terrible idea. That's just nobody cares about what I do. Now, they might have liked in the old days if they some of the dysfunctional stuff that I did would have been
yes.
a little more enjoyable to watch. But
I would have liked a camera phone.
I'm a boring guy, man. Like,
the 80s.
I'm like every other 60-year-old guy. There's not a lot of excitement. What are you doing, honey? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. You want to walk first thing Saturday morning? Okay. What day are we making love? I don't know. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. There was no reason for that. You knew better than to do that. Anyway, what else you got?
All right. Mel Kiper Jr. just texted and said, Joe, trade back with the Lions at 7, get an extra first and second for next year, and then you can get Chaser Smith at 7. Boom.
How much do you think we're getting to move up a couple of slots?
An extra first and second round pick for next year.
That's not going to happen.
No, I don't think so.
Nobody's either. Giving up a 1 and 2 to move 3 or 4 spots.
Unless they're really in love with the quarterback, Joe. Lions going to be on the hunt for a quarterback.
Nobody knows what the scale is anymore. Jimmy Johnson is the originator of the scale. I don't know what it is now. Maybe we got to try to go down to Keys and try to find Jimmy Johnson here. He's off. Fox is done for the year. CBS got the game, right?
That's right. Yep, CBS got it. That's right. Here's another junior. We need depth. Trade the 3rd pick. Move back. Add draft capital. Take playmakers in the 1st. Offensive linemen in the 2nd and 3rd. Oh, God.
I'm not saying that couldn't happen, okay?
I know.
I am not saying that couldn't happen.
Joe? But
I
got more linemen?
But we load up with more guys. Look, we have more than enough. I said yesterday, we will have, by the end of this draft coming up, we will have 9 picks in the 1st and 2nd round. I think that's enough. I didn't mention 3rd round. Just 1st and 2nd. 5 1s and 4 2s. That's enough. That's enough. We don't need to be draft pigs. Let's just get the guys we have right. I'm tired. I'm out of draft piggy.
Someone texted and I heard our radio station general manager is hiring Rick from Davey to return us back to format.
Have you got any comments today? Like, as we heard from the boss about better on the format today. Don't hear from him for like 6 months.
Well, you want a pat on the back or something?
No, for doing what I'm supposed to do.
By the way, why do you get credit for doing a good job? And I get a nasty text when you screw up the format.
I told you when you told me, he said, hey, he's right. I got to do a better job. That's all I said. I go, he's right on that.
You didn't immediately call him and defend me.
All right, dude. I'm sorry.
Wow. Sorry. Good God.
I didn't realize you were so hurt.
I know.
I was hurt. I bruise easily, bro.
You do bruise easily. There's no question.
Right. Very emotional.
Anything else coming in?
Mentally weak, I think they would say.
Yes,
right?
You are.
Yeah, I'd fold under pressure. 100%.
You'd be the guy having lunch with the guys after they gave you Harden, and you'd leave. You'd leave, and you'd be gone. You have to come find you. I'm not saying who that's like.
DC Rob texted and said, Joe says he wouldn't wish his ex-wife playing on the cement. Well, which one, Joe? Not one, not two,
not, two,
not three,
not,
not
three,
four.
Not four, not five. No, you guys are bad. Why you guys got to be so mean?
DC Rob knows how to push the buttons, man.
DC, you know what? DC Rob, he is a basketball chopper. There's no question. He is.
Oh, Rick and Davey.
Oh.
Joe, I'm not hanging out. If it just happens to be there, I don't take people's carts. I move the ones that are left in parking spots. I don't know. That's not what he said the other day.
He said,
I don't know.
Just don't touch anyone's carts at all, Rick.
Right,
just go in the store and do your thing, man. Like, stop touching it. He's so weird.
He's a weird dude. Yeah.
Like, just the fact he has to try to, like, justify what he's doing.
Right. I think he realizes after you send something to us, like, ooh, that was kind of weird. Like, oh, yeah. I see why they're getting on me. That is kind of weird. I hang around Publix helping women out, getting their carts back. It's a way to talk to them. Even really your wife scary. Should be going, Rick, you weren't at Publix today in that damn parking lot again, were you? For 20 minutes. I mean.
Should I tweet out a picture of him so, like, just in case people run into him?
No, don't do that. No, that's mean. That's mean-spirited.
I mean, he is harmless, right? Well, I shouldn't say that.
I also
didn't know he was lurking in Publix parking lots. I don't know.
I don't know why he said that, man. Yeah, now you wonder how many guys do that.
Right.
How many guys are like, hey,
you don't wonder that.
Oh, look at that hot little middle-aged woman over there getting in the car. Two bags. Oh, she needs help.
I don't think that's happening much.
Oh, no, this is South Florida. You got to admit, if it's happening anywhere, it's happening here.
It's going to be here, right. It's going to be here. Someone very
excited.
But, like,
what happens? I know you say it's South Florida. What happens, like, when they ask you, like, what do you do? Like, what are you doing? Like, what's this pickup line at that point? I don't really work here, but I'm just here to
help you out with take your cart. You don't need to. My cart's fine just where it is. I don't know. Okay, do you work here? No.
They go to hand him a tip. No, don't worry. I don't work here.
Yeah. Just hanging out in the parking lot. Good Samaritan. Kind of creepy.
It's just, it's different.
It's, like, kind of creepy.
Rick, I just leave it alone. I wouldn't try to justify anything or switch your store around. Let's just let that go, and hopefully it'll disappear that you're hanging out at Publix helping 5 to 6 women a day over there when you got a little free time. That doesn't sound right, and I'm sure the wife would not appreciate that.
It's Why do creepy, I feel John. Like he has one of those green-colored polos that he just walks around into?
So he looks like a polo.
He has a name tag.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm a manager. I mean, I didn't want to get into him. Oh, no, don't.
This is getting really weird, right? Here we go, Joe. Just do it, Chris Greer. Whatever it takes, you get Watson. It's okay to admit you were wrong on Tua. All will be forgotten when you get Watson.
Well, don't you think that if it's true that the Texans realize after they get a coach, if they ever get one, that if it doesn't look good, they're going to call the Jets and the Dolphins and go, okay, give us your best offer? Or is the fact that they might like Sam Darnold more than Tua Tagovailoa, is that the difference? I don't know.
Right.
But it is something to digest at the end of our show. Because we are out of time.
Wait, before we go, Vic Bermudez texted me. He said that you said the other day that you were upset because he's getting too much airtime on our show. We talk about him too much.
Yeah.
So his ego is hurt a little bit today because we've been spending a lot of time talking about Creepo Rick.
Oh,
So Victor wants, I guess he wants us to say hello to him or something.
Hey, Vic.
In the car.
Hey, Vic.
Nice to hear from you, Vic. Keep going. You're doing a great job.
By the way, in the shocker of the century, he thinks the steroid guy should get in.
Hey, you know what? If you would have just asked me that question, I said, if it's up to Vic, they're all in. You got good numbers? You're in. I don't care about Balco. You're in. All right. Thanks, Vic. That's a big help. To everybody out there, thank you so much for being with us. Let's do it again tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everybody.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.